Coming up next on Pedal the Springs podcast, we're sharing the story behind the walk, run, roll for Daniel, a labor of love that started 7 years ago when my son, Daniel Giffen, was diagnosed with brain cancer. We'll talk with the organizer who turned support for our family into something that's impacted so many, giving back year after year, including to the Children's Hospital of Colorado. And we'll hear from our ride leader and route organizer about the cycling side of the event, what it's meant, and what makes this final year so special. This one's from the heart.
This is Peak Community, Studio 809 Podcast.
Welcome and roll on into the Pedal the Springs podcast, where we banter about all things biking in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. I'm your host, Tori Giffen, self-appointed ambassador for cycling in the Springs and owner of the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. And what I don't know about biking in this area, my friends do. And here are today's guests. We have my dear friend, Ferris with Lime Events, the originator of the Walk, Run, Roll for Daniel. Welcome, Ferris.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on my show again.
Glad to be here.
And we have Michael, our ride leader for the Buffalo Lodge Bike Tribe, who also does the course marshaling and leading all the riders for the walk, run, roll for Daniel. Thank you, Michael. Welcome.
Of course. Thank you for having me and allowing me to take part in such a great event.
Thank you. It means a lot. And my dear friend, Jenny Vostatek with Simply Kids Dental. They've been a sponsor of the Walk, Run, Roll for Daniel every year and just a big part of this event and my kids' lives. Welcome, Jenny.
Yeah, thanks, Tori, for having me.
Well, it's coming up on the Walk, Run, Roll for Daniel on May 2nd this year. And we really want to make this year a very special one because this will be the final year for the walk, run, roll. I'm emotional. If you didn't know, Daniel passed away last year, but it was such a great event because he was able to be there and we had more than 300 people out at last year's event. And so we want to do one last final get together celebration of him. And while the event raised money for him over his life, this year we're going to give all the proceeds to the Children's Hospital Colorado in his name. And I just can't thank you enough, Ferris, for starting this event so many years ago, 2019, after he had his first brain cancer diagnosis. We came back after that first brain surgery. You said to me, we want to do an event to help celebrate Daniel, encourage him, and raise funds to help with his life. I mean, it was such a gift. Thank you. So how did that happen? I mean, we're in the hospital. I think we might have just found out he had a second brain tumor and that he was going to be going in for a second brain surgery. And then all of a sudden, I heard that a group of community members wanted to put on a charity event for him. And of course, it was you, because we've been partnering over all these years for the Cycling Santa ever since I opened the Buffalo Lodge. You were a sponsor for my Chick-fil-A Patriots Festival and Ride for Heroes, one of my best volunteers ever also for that. Like, what happened? What made you want to start this event?
Well, we were still new, starting our business, Lime Events. And so my answer to every problem in the city, in the world, was to do a 5K event. any 5K would solve all the problems there are, right? As a fundraiser and then also as an awareness campaign. So then you bought the lodge, and then we started doing bicycling events as well. But when I heard about Daniel, it took me 30 minutes to wipe the tears. And then we decided to do the event. I came up with the name, Walk. Maybe you and I came up with the name, Walk, Run, and Roll. And then Jason's name is. He came up with the logo with the unicycle,
okay,
which was very appropriate because the year before Daniel had ridden his unicycle at Pikes Peak. So that was the start of it. In the first event, You thought it was cold. I thought it was fine. But it was a little cold.
Not cold for runners. Cold for cyclists.
I don't think we had cyclists the first year, did we?
We did. Did we? We did, okay. Yes. Yeah.
But we had a lot of other people involved as well, collecting funds and doing fundraisers. A couple of taverns, I believe, as well.
Yes, Cerberus Brewing, yeah. Tim Bergston.
It was just a fun time.
Yeah, so this will be the seventh year, but we kind of debate that because I don't remember if we did it during COVID and you think we pressed on, but,
I think so.
But it's the seventh or eighth year, but it was there for every year of his diagnosis in life. And the most amazing thing about it for me was that he got to be there and he got to see the community support around him, all the people, hundreds of people every year coming out to cheer him on in his battle. You know, the money was amazing. It helped us have a fund. We were able to start the Brave Daniel Irrevocable Trust that was there to help support his life and any uncovered emergency medical needs. But mainly, it gave us opportunities as a family to be able to have some grand adventures. What we were able to do with that money was be able to go on hot air balloon rides, to be able to go rent a pontoon boat when we would visit Grand Lake, to be able to just have fun and make the most out of every day, because we knew from the very beginning that this was considered a terminal illness, although we always carried hope. But it was very great that we had this fund for whatever Daniel wished for adventures for his family. And I just can't thank you enough. Just can't thank you enough. So, Jersey Mike, I call you Jersey Mike. Michael, it's hard to be. You're from Jersey. So you were involved. How long ago did you get involved with the Walk, Run, Roam?
I was thinking about this before, and I think this is either my third or my fourth event.
Okay.
Coordinating routes and helping lead the rides and everything like that.
Because Daniel and I led the rides in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We established the course. I think it just followed the Cycling Santa event that we were doing already with Ferris. And so we just kind of copied that route and did that for this event. But you really brought a lot of heart to it. What made you want to get involved with this event? Because, you know, while you lead bike rides for us regularly, this seemed like it was special for you as well.
I mean, it's truly a special event. Events like this are truly special to the community and the participants that participate in them. I know, at least for me, speaking for my own truth, is that it puts things into perspective. And I think everybody who takes part in it gets a sense of that as well. It makes them think about what's really actually important in life. And it makes them hone in on the beauty of life. It makes them slow down to realize the significance of having good health, having time to be able to take part in an event like this. It pulls people together, and it makes them realize the true importance of having health and having time.
And you were pretty good buddies with Daniel also.
Yes, of course. That as well.
So, Jenny, you guys have been, I've known you since you moved to this community. You were sponsors for that original event that I used to put on the Chick-fil-A Patriots Festival and Ride for Heroes. My kids actually went to Simply Kids Dental for all their dental work over their lives. What made this event something that you guys wanted to get behind?
Well, as everyone has said, Daniel was just such a special kid and young man. And, you know, like, we've known your family for so long. And Daniel just impressed us, you know, like he did everybody. And, you know, Sean tells this story that, like, whenever Daniel would come in, he would always have, like, some new adventure or some new thing that he was doing. And so one time he came in and balloon artistry was his thing. And so then for the next 3 years, he was the balloon artist at our patient appreciation parties that we host every summer. And then after that, then Daniel was riding his unicycle up Pikes Peak and the youngest person to ever do it.
Yes.
And I mean, and then lastly, he did Ragbri, rode across Iowa. And so Sean's a biker himself, so he has a heart for that and just always like wanted to be a part of Daniel's adventures in some small way. And you know, your family's just really a special family to us. And so just wanting to get behind y'all and support you and that tough time that you were going through, and to know that you had our support and we had your back, and we love you guys. So
thank you. You guys even had a chance to present Daniel with an award at the event a couple years ago. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was. So Sean has created his core values for his office, and the first one, it makes an acronym of SWEAT, and so serve others is the S of SWEAT. And you know, Daniel's all about doing things for others, and it was never for himself or for his own glory. So that was our first core value, and Sean just really wanted to give him that award. It was the first year of the award, and as a community member, Sean just couldn't think of another better person than Daniel to give that to.
It lives on your wall at Simply Kids Dental, right?
Yeah, it does. So we have a plaque, and Daniel's name is the first one. So
that's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I talked about how the money that we raised with the Walk, Run, and Roll for Daniel went to help with any emergency medical needs and all of our adventures. But it was also on Daniel's heart talking about how serving others was to be able to give back to the people that were helping to support him in his care. And he was so passionate about the Children's Hospital of Colorado and the care that he was receiving there. I mean, you know, for a terminal diagnosis, we never felt like that. Every time we would go to the hospital, we felt like we had a whole team working on ideas for a cure, or at least to prolong his life as long as we possibly could. And they probably, you know, by all estimations, they probably more than doubled his lifespan as it was expected at the time that tumors just kept coming back. So I know the first year we did the event, we gave a couple $1,000s out of the money raised from this event to the Children's Hospital Colorado, and we got the pleasure of giving the hospital the checks in person. We also gave somebody a Make-A-Wish because we got to have a really great Make-A-Wish cruise to the Bahamas. And then we would give money every year, depending on how much the event raised, to the Children's Hospital, always at least $1,000. But then all of a sudden he discovered we got involved with the radiothon that the Children's Hospital puts on, and they would share his story on that. And when we were listening to the story one year, they had a triple matching fund drive. And oh my gosh, he just went crazy, you know. And he was like, we hadn't even had that year's event yet, but he was like, he wanted to do the triple match. Like, if we could give $1,000 from the event, what would it be like if we could do the triple match? And so even before we had raised the money that year, we gave during the triple match, and we pledged $1,000 that year. And he loved that was matched. So then that became his thing, that even before we'd even raised the money, we would call in and donate at least $1,000, and it would be triple match. So that was super fun. But he really did just have a big heart and for the Children's Hospital. And so that's why this year, because the irrevocable trust has been dissolved since his passing, it only made sense to be able to give one last time in a very big way to the Children's Hospital Colorado in his name. And so we have put it upon his doctor at the Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders to decide where that money could best be used. And we're thinking, with all the proceeds and seeing what the event has been able to bring in this year, we're thinking that we might be able to double what we've raised so far without the triple match, but that we will be able to double what we've been able to do in the past. And so we're hoping to raise at least $10,000 this year. And so our hope is that more than 300 people showed up for last year's event. And we're hoping that whether you can show up and just support me, his grandmother, his brother, and his sister, and just be part of a community farewell to this event and just celebration of Daniel's life, that people will sign up. And if you can't make it, you can still donate online. Is it just a direct donation, or is it like you would just register as a virtual participant?
You can do both. There is a button just for donations as well.
Okay, and so the website is, you can search it at bicycleresort.com and go to events and click on the link for the walk, run, roll for Daniel. Do you know the website by heart for the run sign up?
We kept it real simple, walk, run, and roll for Daniel.
walkrunrollfordaniel.com. You can go and you can sign up. And so we're hoping to make a big, big impact. I'm sure that the hospital might have some plans for some type of a little legacy memorial at the hospital for him, which will be really nice. But it felt fitting to not continue the event year after year, because Daniel was actually very clear that, you know, that he felt like that enough had been done for him through his life, that we did not need to carry on this. And so in honoring his wishes, this will be the last year. And I'm really excited about that. Last year was special. Let's talk about it.
Oh, boy. Last year was the biggest one ever. Most people, I think the most fun event. There was a lot of fun electricity floating around.
We did make it clear he was on hospice.
Right.
And that it was an important year to show up. And people really did.
Yep. And he participated in the wheelchair.
Yes. His brother and his sister and brother-in-law and brother, and everybody was out there pushing him on the walk and run in the event. And it was pretty amazing because he could not stand on his own anymore. And it was actually very hard for him to get out of bed at the time. And how he managed to show up that day was nothing short, and just taking endless pictures with everybody that showed up and greeting. I mean, he made it like all day. It was unbelievable.
You know, like you mentioned, he was very limited in his movement. But what, his smile had no limit.
It really didn't. He was great for showing up for us while we were showing up for him. Yeah. What were some of your feelings on last year's event?
I mean, for me, I will probably never get the image out of my head of him standing up there in front of all of those people. And everybody just facing him, just smiling at him and just smiling at each other. But just him being there, showing up, being strong, being brave for everybody.
And you guys were, was your family, I know you had some, you guys always have like one of the best booths at his event with the prize wheel and all that kind of stuff. You were there to give him the award the year before. But what's your impression of the event?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy. It's fun, family friendly. You have your guy grilling out with burgers and hot dogs and brats, and then the DJ's there, and you have some other kid friendly things, and so it's really worth bringing your children to and attending, and just support Children's Hospital.
And it really is a celebration. I mean, this year as well, we're celebrating his life. And there's so much more to it than just the 5K walk and the run and the 15-mile ride. It is a big celebration and party at the finish line. And we have, tell us about the expo.
So the expo is local vendors, local business owners. They come out and they get to display their products and services. And then to really entice things more on the fundraising aspect, we ask them to bring a prize to give away. And then we raffle that off as well. So those proceeds, again, go back to the cause here.
Now, your DJ is usually pretty fired up and getting the party going. Is that the plan for this year as well?
Well, you know what? I'm not quite sure because I think he retired.
Oh, okay.
He went on to another career. But we're looking at having a band out there, a Jim Crochet lookalike band group, I guess. So there'll be more dancing.
Okay.
So we'll have to create our own energy.
Okay. Well, I might be able to get up there and get things like pumped up. You know, I was a broadcast journalism major or something. Want to be DJ maybe. No. So it's going to be a big party at the finish. So tell us a little bit about the 5K run and walk.
It starts at 10 o'clock. The bike ride starts at 9, and the idea is that everyone is kind of back at the lodge at the same time. So we all meet up again, and the community just ties in together and just, like you say, have a party. It's the Buffalo Lodge, so it's always a party.
It is always a party at the Buffalo Lodge.
We don't need an excuse.
And Michael, tell me about the ride. What's the ride like for this event?
So the ride typically every year is we try to just stay together. I try to just ride at a slow pace and just keep the entire group together. We have regroups along the way. We have one climb on the route, but then we all regroup at the top.
But we're just kind of riding through the community, like through some of the main sections down Colorado Boulevard. Yes, same route as always. Do we go down Colorado Boulevard and Cascade and then the trails? Is that still the plan this year?
Yes, that will be the plan this year. Okay. Correct.
So so like people could even show up and cheer us on down Colorado Boulevard as well. So this is not a race, it's a ride. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to see everybody out in their Daniel shirts. And our Daniel shirt this year is going to be a orange tie-dye sunburst. We're going for, you know, we've kind of done every color. We've done the grays. We've done the teals. We've done green and yellows and blues and all of that. And so this year, it's just going to be a big sunburst kind of thing, and it's going to be super cool. So people want to make sure that if you haven't registered, it is so helpful for event organizers when you register ahead of time so we can make sure we have a shirt for you, because we want everybody to have a shirt, and over ordering means less money for the children's hospital. So you need to register right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Go to walkrunrollfordaniel.com and register right now. What else are we missing?
Oh, key ingredients. Events like this don't happen just on their own. It takes great volunteers like Michael. He does Mother Events with Michael, and when I ask him for help, his response is always, "What time do you want me there?" And the other thing is sponsors. Sponsors make a huge, huge difference. So they support the community, they support the event, and they just give back. So
right.
Thank you both.
Thank you, guys. And thank you to our other sponsors. Between the two of us, we're going to rattle them up. Our presenting sponsor is Bussey Law Firm. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not too personal, but his brother's battling cancer right now as well. He came on with this event. They have a booth out there. He just has a big heart for the community and just really got a chance to get to know Daniel through this event. So thank you to Bussey Law Firm. So if you need a personal accident injury lawyer, if you have a bike accident, he's definitely the good guy and the one to call. We have Simply Kids Dental. We have our family's church, Fellowship of the Rockies. It's been out there every year. They give away good swag and bags and bring a lot of energy to the event. Do you have some others? So we have Lime Events. We've also had Esther Lee and her Home Sweet Homes Realty. We've had Byers Family Chiropractic, who was our chiropractor for many years, and they're out there doing chair massages and things. We also have Ann, your wife.
Yep.
What is her business?
It's NFM Lending.
NFM Lending. So if you need a mortgage loan or anything like that, right?
Correct.
You want to call Ann. You can find all the sponsors in our show notes. You can also find them on the website. Your employees or volunteers, they're almost like volunteers, but this is a labor for love for them too. You have a crew that do all of these different events for you. So shout out to your crew that helps out with every event. Ben Schwenk, Lucy, Lucy, a bunch of
Janet.
Other Janet.
Larry.
So thank you to everybody that comes out to this event every year, brings all the good energy. It all happens on May 2nd at the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, 2 El Paso Boulevard, Colorado Springs, Colorado. If you're coming from out of town, we got a deal for you at the hotel, at least 25% off. Call me for the deal or check out or DM me, whatever. We'll hook you up if you want to come and stay at the lodge. We have openings that weekend for you to be able to come and participate.
Bike ride starts at 9 o'clock.
Registration opens at 8.
8 o'clock on registration. If you're going to register on the same day, you may want to get there early because we are going to limit the T-shirts.
Yes.
So you might as well get there as soon as you can. You can go inside and have some coffee and get your shirt. But then the ride starts at 9 and the walk run starts at 10.
And thank you, everybody who's been showing up for the years, for our family and for Daniel. And we hope to see you all out there soon. Thank you, Ferris. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Jenny. And thank you for listening to Pedal the Springs. Until next ride. Pedal the Springs is brought to you by the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, the only bicycle-themed lodging and must-stay for cyclists coming to Colorado. Check us out at bicycleresort.com for more information. And be sure to check out the show notes for links we mentioned in this episode. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Also, be sure to check out the other fine podcasts at studio809podcast.com, the voices of the Pikes Peak region. Pedal the Springs is produced by Studio 809 Podcast and recorded at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs.